Evan this evening. Whatever talent God has given to you, use it for His glory. Because He might take it away and give it to some of us that don't have as much. God has richly blessed you with ability to play and sing. And certainly use it for His glory and His honor. 1 Peter, the first chapter, is where I'll be reading from tonight while you pray for a few minutes of time as we are before you tonight, asking God to direct the word that it would go out and accomplish to where He sends it. And I believe it's a message tonight that we all can use, every one of us. 1 Peter, the first chapter, and start reading tonight there at verse 5 and reading down through verse 7, partial verse 7, most of verse 7. He says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye rejoice greatly," or greatly rejoice, "though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." And stop reading there with that. 7th verse tonight, and like to bring to you a message entitled, "The Trial of Your Faith." The trial of your faith. We know that our faith grows, or our faith should grow, as we go through these trials and temptations that we face along life's journey. Our faith should always be increasing and not decreasing. The things that we go through in life ought to draw us nearer to God and give us encouragement that these little victories, how many of you have got little victories in your life that you can look back on that just gave you more faith? And the scripture says that our faith grows through the preaching of the word of God, that we would hear what God is saying to us and allow that word to go in our hearts and permeate us with God's word, His spirit, that we might be able to grow. And our faith ought to be never ending, in that we know that there is nothing impossible for God to do. I know Rob and myself, when I made that comment about that's what happens when Mount Carmel prays. And I believe that from the depths of my heart, that's the kind of faith that we have in our church today and the folks that are here that are saved by the grace of God. Not only do I have confidence in your faith, but I have confidence in the faith that God has given to us as well. Every one of us, God gave a measure of faith. The strongest, and I believe the most important use of our faith was when we stepped out and received Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. If He can save us, there's nothing impossible for God to do the rest of our days upon this life. But at times He said in His word that we are in heaviness because of these things that we go through. And I don't know if the church and God's people will ever get over COVID and all of the things that it dealt to us along the way. There are still people trying to recover, both physically and spiritually, from what COVID did. And it's dampened so many of their faith that they don't have the faith that they once did. But I've come tonight to remind us that God is still on the throne. He is still in charge. And what he did yesterday, he can still do today. Amen. And if tomorrow the sun comes up, he will have the same power tomorrow to do those same things. You see, when we go through things, we need our faith to be high. We need to have a source of faith. That even though sometimes we're down, our faith ought to be high. That if it be the Lord's will, God can take care of this trial that we're going through, or this temptation that is before us, that we might be able to rejoice, even if it's for a season. How many of you know, even if it's those little victories, to hear that Dad was going to a fish fry, it just thrilled my heart. You know, to me, that's a big victory. To God, that's just a small thing. God says, you ain't seen nothing yet, right? And then to hear that he was able to go to church on Sunday morning. Two of the things I know about my dad, he loves to eat and he loves to go to church. And he got both of those in one weekend. So sometimes I believe we have to push ourselves with faith in order to accomplish those things that God has set before us. And we ought not get the victory or get the vision of the victory before God gives it to us. Because how many of us has prayed a prayer and we thought God was going to answer it one way and God answered it completely different than what we prayed? That's the way God works. He doesn't work the way we ask. He works on in his way to accomplish the things that he needs to accomplish in our life. Many years ago, I preached a message here at the church on how much faith do you need? And I think that the answer to that text for that message is this, very simply, our faith ought to be growing day by day by day. It ought to be growing. And because if Satan hasn't given you a setback yet, he will. He will give you a setback. So you need your faith to get you through those things. Because sometimes we go through things that we never thought of. How many of you face situations you thought you'd never have to face? And if you don't have faith, it could kill you. It could kill you. A lot of folks have sat down by the wayside because their faith got so low. Able to do everything else, but they don't have the faith to step out and trust God another day for another time or season in their life. And these trials and temptations we go through can be hard. They can be hard on us. I've seen families separated. I've seen homes dissolved. And I've seen churches split because people's faith got so low, their confidence was gone. Once Satan destroys your confidence, has anybody else ever had your confidence destroyed? He can do it and make you feel like you're a failure and make you feel like you're nothing and you'll never amount to anything. But if we would just have the confidence, if God says we can, we can. I don't know how and I don't know when. But if God says we can, you can count on the Lord today. We look at this, and some of the things that we go through in these trials and temptations are we look back on them, or we look at them as we're going through, and they're harder than what we thought they would be. You look at it and you think, well, it's not too bad. But then when you get through maybe to the epic center or to the point of that trial to where it almost breaks you, and you look back and you say, this is harder than what I thought it would be. You know, the only thing that brings us through those situations is faith that never wavers. Faith that does not move back and forth. You know, emotionally, there's days that we're up and there's days that we're down. But when our faith wavers, it gives Satan time to move in and room to move in to our life. and even cause us to begin to doubt. And when we begin to doubt, he's got us. But then we can put him on the run if we just call upon the Lord who gave us the faith and helped us to get to the point that we're at today. And there's things that we go through that we've seen others go through. But did you know that until you've gone through it yourself, you don't know how taxing it's going to be upon your faith. You don't know how hard it's going to be until you're in that. I've seen many of our elders go through things, and I'm not saying it wasn't hard. I'm saying, David, it is hard. But until you've walked through it yourself, folks, you don't know how hard it is until you're there, right there, and your faith. There's times I look back, and it's my faith that has brought me this far. It's my faith that has brought me this far. Not the my trust in man, because the Bible says, David said, some trust in horses, some in chariots, but I will trust in the Lord. It's not my trust in man. It's not even tonight. It's not even my trust in the local church. You know what it is? My trust in God. Amen. It's certainly not my trust in the preacher or the pastor, because they come and go. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changeth not. Our faith ought not change, because what God brought us through yesterday could be just a stepping stone to what we're going to face today. Just when you thought it can't get any harder, that's when the trial comes in, and if you're not careful, it will knock your legs out from underneath you. But when you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, that ain't much. That ain't much. I could show you a picture here of a mustard seed. I thought I had it here on this marker, but it's not even here. I'll share this with you. Y'all have seen this in my Bible for many years. It's been in there, I don't know, since about 82, 83, somewhere in there, maybe 84. Ernie went to the Holy Land, and all I got was a marker. Yeah. He brought me back a marker, at least. But you see, while he was gone, I got to preach. So it helped my faith. It helped my cause. It helped my need today. And I encourage Evan, and I encourage all of us today, whatever God has called you to do, whatever God has given you the talent to do, step out by faith and use it to the best of your ability, that you might be able to glorify his name. It might be with the teaching of a class. It might be through the singing of a song. It might be through a testimony, or maybe a prayer group, or whatever it is that God has given to you. Step out by faith. And if you go over to the book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter, you'll see what happens when people step out by faith. You'll see the many things that they took just one step, and God magnified their faith. Anybody else ever had your faith magnified to where you thought you was like David? That was a bear and a lion. This Philistine that stands before me is nothing at all. See, David didn't have that faith just because this Philistine was standing in front of him, but he went through the trial of the lion and the bear. In order for his faith to grow, he had to go through that. How many of you have been through things that get you to where you are today? Amen. Yeah, look back on your life. Look at the things that, you know, when you face Goliath, a lion and a bear don't look like much, do they? But in order to get to the point that you can face Goliath, you've got to go through the lion and the bear. You've got to go through those little things. And I don't call a lion and a bear little, don't get me wrong. But David, you know, his faith increased because of the lion and the bear. And here stands that Philistine. And, you know, David didn't say, I come unto you in my name. No, he said, I come unto you in the name of the Lord. He's the one that is going to give me this victory today. And there's times, Jack, that we face certain circumstances and obstacles in our life. And what we ought to do is remind Satan, it's not my battle, but my faith is going to give me the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we will have rejoicing that will take place today. I said, we've seen what others go through, but it's different this time because it's you. It's you. Growing up, I've seen mom and dad go through a lot of things. I've seen people in the church go through a lot of things. And I know it was hard, and I know it was difficult, but that it was nothing like I anticipated until I went through them. Personally, the loss of a loved one. You think, well, it'll heal. You never heal. You never heal. The victories that you have, all it takes is one defeat. Look, and it'll put you on the run. Look at the prophet. Here he is calling down fire out of heaven. And then he goes on the run because of Jezebel. See, it don't take much for our faith to decrease. And it takes even longer for our faith to get back up to where it once was. See, when we go through these, Peter is saying we ought to rejoice, even though we're in it. We know it's only for a short period of time. Compared to eternity, there's nothing you and I face that is long term. Nothing. Because eternity is forever. What we're going through right now is just short term. Even though sometimes does it not feel like the moments, the seconds seem like hours. And hours seem like days. When I was sitting with Dad last Tuesday, I guess it was Wednesday, Beck took Jeannie out to get her out of the house for a bit. And when I was sitting there with Dad, the seconds seemed like hours. And the hours seemed like days. I'll just be candid about it. By the time they got back to the house, I was exhausted. Because I'm not a sitter. No. That's harder on me than working. But you know what? Even through that trial of his sickness, and the church come out stronger. Because we see what God can do when the prayer of faith is offered up for those that are sick. You see, every trial or tribulation, every temptation that we face along this journey, when we go through them, it ought to bring us growth. Many years ago, I brought in a message here, it's time to grow up. Because we got so many people today that just never grow up spiritually. They never grow up. And in today's environment, Brother Ron, we've got people who never grow up mentally. How many of you work with people who think they're still 16? Still 14? You know, still doing this. Grown men, married, got kids. Instead of out cutting the grass, they're doing this. I did no extra charge. But you know it's true. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child and I did as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Brandon, every once in a while, he'll still play those and I'll get on to him and say, you got other things you need to be doing. Church will get quiet on that. But it ought to bring us growth. We ought to grow up. And we ought to be able to stand when we feel like that our knees are about to buckle. How many of us have been there that where our faith is so weak that our knees, we feel like we don't even have the strength to stand. But there's an old song from years gone by that said, help me stand the way you stood years ago. That's what we need to pray for, that kind of faith. Every trial, every temptation, every circumstance that we go through ought to bring us closer to God. You know why our forefathers could shout in the house of God? Because they had that closeness with God. See, if you've never been without, you don't know what it's like. If you've never been in a church that was as dry as three-day-old cornbread, you don't know what it's like. But when you've been there, and then you come to a church that's got the Spirit of God in it, it just refreshes you openly. And it's not just one time. Aren't you glad you got a church tonight that every time we come together and we humble our hearts, God is found with us, His Spirit is here, and we can draw God closer to God just by showing up in the house of the Lord. Amen. See, at the end of our trials, or even as we're going through them, and this is hard in today's world for people to realize, when you're going through these trials of your faith, it's not the time to go into a cocoon. It's the time to rejoice. It's the time. How many of you know it's hard when you're going through a valley to lift up your voice and praise the Lord? It's hard to find the stamina or the strength, or you feel even embarrassed, if I could put it like that. Everybody in the church knows what I'm going through. How am I going to rejoice? You're going to rejoice because your faith is what's bringing you through it. It's what's strengthening you. And it's what that relationship with God is more important than what anybody in the house thinks about what you're going through. You know, we can't look at somebody else and say, and point fingers and say, you deserve this, because every one of us has been through things that we did not even bring upon ourselves. Amen? But you know, there's sometimes Moses, you know, he spent 40 years out there in the wilderness. 40 years. You know, he made one mistake and spent 40 years in the wilderness for it. But then when he came out, he was a whooped man. He was. You want me to speak to Pharaoh? I can't even speak. Now, we know he was educated. We know he could speak. But you know what God said? I'll take that excuse away from you. I'll send your brother with you. You're not getting out of it. And you know, with everything they went through, from the very first test to when he threw that staff down and it became a serpent, that started the increase of his faith, to when they got out there to the Red Sea, he just held up the staff and God parted the waters and they walked through on dry ground. Amen. You know, it's the things that just keeps building and building and building to get us to the point. Many of us look at our grandparents or our parents or others in the church and say, I like to have their kind of faith. You know what God says? You don't know what they went through to get there. And I'll say this for all of us tonight. None of us knows what each other went through. You say, but we're always together at church. You don't know what happens at the house. You don't know what happens at the workplace or in the neighborhood. But you see, when we come together and put all those things behind us, we can be like Jesus told Peter, greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. We could be the ones that our faith has increased to the point that today, yes, Satan may, you may get me to a point to where I feel like I can't do anything, but let me have a talk with Jesus and watch how my faith can change almost instantly today. I've seen some of you, and myself included tonight, and I said I wasn't going to preach long, didn't I? But I've seen some of us come into church just beat up. Just beat up to a pulp. And the Lord would start blessing us through the song. A singer would sing a song and the tears would start to flow. Or maybe in the message, the word would go out. And it's like, God, I've had several of you after the service come up to me and say, how did you know that's the message I needed for this day? And I don't know. It's God. And you come in and you look like you've been beat up. And even some of us try to put on our best smile and try to camouflage how we really feel. But then God knows not the outside, but God looks on the inside, and he knows where you're at. He knows your brokenness, and he knows that your faith can only grow by the anointing of the Holy Spirit stopping by and visiting with you today. So we ought to rejoice when we're going through, even though it's contrary to human nature. If I'm down and out, it's hard for me to have a good time. But even in our sorrow, we ought to be rejoicing. We ought to be able to give praise unto the Lord, as he says in his scripture. And not just praise, but honor unto him. Because when I look back on my life, there's nothing that Roger has done that I can brag about. But let me tell you about my friend named Jesus. Let me tell you what he's brought me through. Let me tell you tonight the good times that we've had together. I said this many years ago. Some of my best messages was out into the back of patch when I was using a hoe to try to get the weeds out of the field. And I was using a hoe that was dull and the ground was hard. And I would hit the ground, and it was almost like that hole would almost bounce off. Some of you have been there. But you know what? Through it all, God has been so good to man. And he has blessed us to be able to see our faith grow. And that's why I look back at our brothers and sisters and see how they could encourage us. And I'll go back to Edwina for just a minute. That no matter what you was going through, she would have a word of praise about it. Amen. You know, she didn't get that way just overnight. It took trials of her faith to grow her to that point. In fact, you know, we owe it a lot of gratitude to our founding church members here that put this church together. And she was one of them. And you see, Evan, and this go right with your testimony tonight, when her and Gene got involved, they was at a church before that, but evidently God had pulled them in a different direction. Oh. And can I put this in? That's why I said, church, just let me stay here until I die. Yeah. Amen. Because God let me stay here until I die. Because there's no other church I'd rather be at than Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. Yes, just like the children of Israel. We're not the strongest. We're not the most. But you know what we have? We've got the power of God through faith that we can move those mountains in each other's lives. And again, some of you may have thought I was comical but when I said this, but I know it was the prayer of faith that was administered here last Wednesday night that my dad was able to do the things he did this past weekend. People say, and let me, God put this on my heart today, so let me share it with you. How many of you have ever prayed a prayer and you've seen it come to fruition? Amen. You ever prayed for somebody that was sick and seen them get healed? Amen. Amen. You ever prayed for somebody that was in their lowest valley and seen them walk out and see their life change? Pray for somebody that was distraught and see their composure just change because God moved in the midst of your prayer. And today people say, y'all, you must think awful much about our prayers and how powerful that they are. Let me tell you, it may not have been my prayer, but I'm going to take credit. God, I offered it up to you in faith, and I know you heard the prayer. Whether it was mine or somebody else's, it don't matter, Jack. I'm still going to praise you for the answer to the prayer that came for us. The trial of our faith. And certainly we will go through trials. Sometimes it feels like we're in a constant trial. You get out of one and go right into another. And then you get out of that, and here comes a bigger one. But you know, if you're not successful with the small ones, you're going to be defeated with the big ones. You better get more faith. You better allow your faith to grow and ask God to help you with your faith. because tomorrow's storm might be bigger than today's storm. And if it is, what you going to do? How you going to make it? You know, and I look back over our life, and Sharon and I, we've shared this, and we are in agreement to it as well. Growing up poor, going through the hard times of life. But you know what? Everything we went through is what's made us what we are today. And I wouldn't trade what I went through for anybody else's life. I'd love to say I've always had it easy. But you know what? An easy life is an unappreciated life. I appreciate where I'm at today. And I appreciate all that God has brought me through. The trial of our faith. He said, as gold tried by fire. You know what fire does to gold? It removes the impurities. There's been things. And I'm trying to find a hushing place. There's been things that God had to let me go through to get some of those impurities out of my life. You know, how many of you have ever made an oath to God? How many of you broke an oath that you made to God? And you know what? God sometimes has to take us through those dry spells to where we remember when we make a commitment to God, we need to follow it through. We need to follow it through. And I instilled this in my boys when they was younger, that you sign up for baseball, you sign up for football, you sign up for any other sport. Once you sign up, and even Tiffany with cheerleading, once you sign up, you're going to see it through. I don't care if I had to drag you on the field. You're going to see it through. And you say, you're hard. You know what? If we let them quit on the little things, they'll never make it in the big things of life. Amen? And you say, you're hard. No. That's what God expects of us. That's what God expects of us. We started this journey many years ago. And by the grace of God and by our faith, I'm going to see it through. Amen. There's no stopping place. There's no quitting place. God saves you and puts you on this good way. You've got to see it through to the very end. And then he said in that verse, and I didn't read it tonight, but if I can summarize it real quickly, that we will rejoice at the appearing of God himself. Oh, there, you're talking about a shouting time. Wait till the trump of God sounds, declaring that time shall be no more. When those folks get up out of the graveyard that we celebrated and put flowers on so many of them this past weekend. And when that trump sounds, those markers are going to be pushed away, and they're going to get up out of the ground, and they're going to get up not lackadaisical, if I can even say the word, but they're going to get up with power and with joy in their heart. We slept for a little while, but we're alive and well now. Go back and read when the scripture talks about when dust shall sing. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're going to have a time. But then we won't need faith. But we'll walk by sight. Our faith will be behind us. You know what faith is? It's to get us to that point. To get us to that point. To where we no longer will need faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By faith our fathers sojourned. Amen. They kept on going. They didn't stop. What if the children of Israel got out there and they just stayed in the wilderness? They'd just still be doing circles. Go back and read. All they was doing was going in a big circle. That's all they were doing. How many of us sometimes feel like our life is just a big circle? Because we got stuck in it. But I'm thankful every once in a while God will give us a detour where we can get out of that mess. By faith, he'll bring us through it tonight. We're going to have an altar of prayer. And I ask you this evening, if your faith is low, you know, maybe you've been tried so much that you feel like you're just defeated. Or maybe sometimes, you know, we can be our worst enemy. And we just keep beating ourselves up and beating ourselves up. Or maybe tonight, others have been a drain on your faith. You know, sometimes that'll happen. If we're not careful in our families, in our extended families, and in our church, others will cause our faith to waver. It'll cause it to instead of going forward, we'll stand still or we'll start sliding. You ever caught yourself sliding backwards in the Lord? Some of you don't want to confess. Let me tell you what it is. Evan's words tonight. Should I go to church or should I not go to church? That's a starting point. And you know, sometimes people probably come to church and then after church they said, I should have stayed at home. But I say, there's never a bad service when people come together to worship the Lord. Amen? Never. You say, well, it wasn't as high as it has been in times past. Who are we going to blame? I'm trying to hush. I promise you I am. Are we going to blame the singers? Or are we going to blame the preacher? Or instead, are we going to do like James said, get out the looking glass and see who really is at fault? Because there's been times probably every one of us went to church and sat there like a knot on a log. Amen? Say, Roger, get back to faith. That was the better part, but you know it's true. I don't go to church to see or be seen. I don't come to put in a show. I come to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and help a struggling brother or sister, help myself make it one day, Chris Christopherson, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Amen? Just one day. Let me close with this. Some people say, if God don't wake us up, we're gone. We are. It's not our faith that got us up this morning. It's God's grace and mercy that woke us up this morning. One day, our faith will end in sight. And won't it be wonderful there? Amen. We're going to close with an altar prayer, asking each and every one of you tonight. It's an open invitation in this prayer that God put something on your heart for those that came in late. We're still an old-fashioned Baptist church. We still believe in an altar prayer. That if God has put something on your heart, your faith needs to be re-energized. Your faith needs to be increased. Your faith needs to be strengthened. Because I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know this. I've had my good days and I've had my bad days. There's times when I feel like, as Brother Tom Metcalf used to say, I could go bear hunting with a switch. And there's days that a fly scares me. I'm just being open with you. That's the way our lives are here. But thank God, when I get in here and I feel the presence of God, or if I'm in the car, I'm at the house or wherever I might be at, and I feel the presence of the Lord, I say, yes, God, you and I, we can do this. Amen. With your help, we can do this. Let's pray tonight before I preach another 20 minutes or so. Would you join us in this altar? If your faith is low, your faith is weak, you need to be strengthened. Bring it to the Lord.
Dear God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the times that, God, that you pulled us through when we felt like that, God, that we couldn't go. Thanking you, Lord, that it's your strength, our faith in you that has moved these many mountains along this journey, and God, that has strengthened us and encouraged us, that, Lord, when we were so low that we couldn't even lift our heads up, that, God, it was you that came by and reminded us of all the good things that you brought us through and the good times that we had, and, Lord, all the things that we've got to look forward to. I thank you, God, that you've given us that substance and that stamina to keep going even in the face of adversity. that God, that you're able to be there with us, even in the times of brokenheartedness. That, Lord, we feel like that the air has been taken out of our lungs. That, Lord, you're there to strengthen us and give us the faith that we need. When we call upon you, that you strengthen us, Lord, and increase our faith. Thank you for the trials, dear God, that brought us to where we are today. They've not been easy, and Lord, I sure wouldn't want to go through them again. But I thank you that you held on to us while we walked through those desert places. And Lord, how we're able to rejoice in you today for the joy that we have in our heart and soul. Lord, we pray that you go with each and every one of us tonight. Help us, Lord, along this journey. Give us more faith. Help us with our faith, that we would be able to face tomorrow with such durability and encouragement. For we ask it all in the name of Jesus. And amen. 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 I hope you receive something from the Word of God tonight that will help you for today and for tomorrow and for the days that lie ahead of each and every one of us. Anybody got anything on your heart before we close? Bless you. That's right.
I'm grateful for this church that when my faith has been low, I have so many good brothers and sisters to tell me God's word. That's the only thing of the verse that says that they're evolving Gilead.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Jeremiah. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless you. He is. Amen. Bless you. Anybody else? Yes, we do. Yeah. That's right. Bless you, brother. Good to have y'all with us. Anybody else tonight? Amen. I appreciate the service. Appreciate each and every one of you. And let's be much in prayer for our services on Sunday, for Sunday school, 10 o'clock, church at 11, and then Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And David and them will be leaving Saturday morning. So we'll be praying for them, asking God to give them safe traveling mercies and bring them back to us here at the house of God. God bless you. Have a great rest of your week. And we look forward to being with you again on Sunday.